All right, welcome to the pre-show. This is the Monday show, man. We are coming up on the 7th of April. That is today. I got a ton of shit to do. As I usually say to you, I've got a ton of shit to do. I do have a ton of shit to do. One of the things I have to do is this property that we're selling. We got to get a mold report. A mold, M-O-L-D report. And if you sell real estate, that's one of the things you have to do. And because we're close to the water here, and this is a kind of a relatively old building, I'm wondering what they'll find. Now, what I'm looking for here is what are we doing? Was it the 7th? Yeah, of April, 2025. And today, what we're going to do on the show is from 2024, we'll just go back a year. You know, our last two encores were relatively... I was saying to somebody, somebody actually pointed this out on the BSVs and More page, which, by the way, I enjoyed the chat Friday night a lot. And those BSVs and More chats are cool because they include people who may not be yet be subscribers. You know what I'm saying? The other thing I wanted to mention to you guys... is a lot of you said, oh, you're giving away four legacy shot glasses to new subscribers. I'm a subscriber. Why don't I get a shot at it? So here's what I think we're going to do. And I'm not going to, this is not official yet. When you renew, if you renew your year subscription, boom, we'll lay that on you. What do you think of that? I think that's a cool idea. All right. But it's not official until I announce it on the show. And if you say to me, that, hey, Phil, you promised me, I'm going to play back this part of the tape. I'm going to call your house and play this back. Not official until it's announced on the show. What else was going on, man? Not a lot. Jackie and I were running our mouths about the old days. Jackie started her career in California at a couple of radio stations. She was a disc jockey. Then she moved on to Reno, where she got her first television experience. No, wait. She got her first TV experience in California at a small market station. I think it was Stockton. Then she moved on to Reno, where she got even more TV experience. And she hosted, in fact, a show called Live at 5. And it was there where she got to meet a lot of the entertainers that came into Reno to perform. And then she went from Reno, got in her little car and drove all the way across. Because we were talking about this. I said, I left home. I went to Florida. She goes, I did too. So both of us sort of came from California to Florida. She got in her little car all by her little tiny self, all by her little female self. And I'm like a lot of you guys, maybe. I'm a hyper-protective Papa Bear kind of guy. And it really pisses off a lot of women. It really does. It pisses her off. When I want to know if she's okay, she's like, will you just fucking relax? And I get it. She thinks that I'm trying to keep track of her. I'm not. God, so I stopped doing it. I used to say to her, make sure you lock up at night. All this bullshit. Or I wonder where she was, so I'd call, leave messages for her. She said, it's getting a little much, pal. I said, okay, I'm done. And I stopped. I finally said, well, you know, she knows what she's doing, man. But anyway, she drove across the country from Reno to Tampa. And the other night on the chat, I talked to a fine lad who used to watch Jackie at WTSP in Tampa when she was doing her reporting there. And Jackie was a news anchor and a field reporter in Tampa and told me, she probably had her most fun in television in Tampa. She had a ball in Tampa. And she won an Emmy for a report she did on the collapsed bridge they had there. But I've seen a couple of little outtakes of things that she did. And she had fun. And she got into costume. And she's a news reporter, so who gets into costume when you're a news reporter? But, you know, but she did to emphasize certain aspects of a story, like a humorous story she was doing. And then she came to Miami... because the guy she was with at the time came to Miami. And, you know, I get it, man. Whether we're male or whether we're female, we can't allow ourselves to be just tossed about on the shoulders of the river of life, you know? We got to decide what it is we want to do and chart our own course. Otherwise, and it's happened to me, we just kind of drift, man. And all it takes is one of those mistakes. So, excuse me. She came to Tampa, and she enjoyed, or excuse me, she came to Miami. She liked Miami, but she never quite, I'm just talking to her. She said, I don't think I ever had as much fun and ever felt like I was really in control of my career like I was when I was in Tampa. I said, you know, when you went to Miami, you could have gone anywhere from there. Because I've seen her. She's good on the air. She's fucking good on the air. I said, you could have gone to, from Miami, you would have gone to Chicago or New York or D.C. But if you wanted to go back west, you could have gone to L.A. or you could have launched from Miami anywhere. I mean, that's how good you were, you know, and are. I mean, but you know what? Jackie is who she is, and I'm who I am. And God knows I'm nobody to give anybody fucking career advice. Believe you me, I'm nobody to give anybody fucking career advice. But I will say she had her son, and you know, you always see the people, and I believe it's true. You know, you were meant to have your son. You were meant to have your daughter. You were meant to be a mom, not like a full-time mom, but I said, you know, if you'd done this, you'd done that, you wouldn't have Ryan. And she says, you're right, man. So, but I'm telling you right now, she is a talent. And I say is, I could say was, but Jackie was great on the air, on television and radio. When I first got to Miami, when I first drove into Miami, I was driving down from Minneapolis. I was listening to Morning Drive. I think it was Rick and Suds. And Jackie did Morning Drive News at the time. And that was a real hard thing for her to do, man. She had auditions to do. She did camera auditions in the afternoon. She did her morning show news. The kid was working her fucking ass off. But I told her, I said, when I pulled into Miami, I was listening to Rick and Suds. The first thing I heard was your news. And I knew I was in a big-time market. Not that Minneapolis wasn't, but when I heard Jackie ripping off the fucking news on Rick and Suds, real tight, real good timing, just bam, 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 bam. You know, I knew I was in a, not only in a big time market, I was on my way to a great station. And it was just, I hadn't heard anybody yet. Now, I knew Neil was on the air there, and I knew that Rick and Suds, I knew their work. But when I heard her delivering the news, it sounded big time. And I told her that. So, you know, people, especially people we love, you got to tell them, man, not just that you love them. Tell them what's great about them. Tell them what's great about it. Tell them what, you know, you want to know why I picked you out of the millions and gazillions of people that I could have? Joking. But, you know, do you know why? Do you know how amazing you are? Look at the shit you know how to do, man. You know this, you do that, you do this, you do that. You're fucking great, man. I lay that on people sometimes. I think it's worth it. Okay. Wasn't that just heartfelt? Why did I talk about all this? Because it was on my mind. And it's time now to do the show. Hello, everybody. It's Phil Henry for the world-famous Phil Henry Show, Backstage Pass. And I had a thought. And it's just one thought. But I had it, and I think I'll share it with you. If you renew your year's subscription, because a lot of people were saying, Phil, you're giving away 4 legacy shot glasses to new subscriptions, new subscribers to the world-famous Phil Henry Show website. And they said, I've been a subscriber for a long time. What about me? So I am now inaugurating the following edition. If you get a year's subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, you get 4 legacy shot glasses. If you renew, your year's subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, you get 4 legacy shot glasses. Now, that's as simple as I can make it. I will communicate that to my team. God knows we will break the bank on the cost of the shipping and handling, but it's okay. Because we love you.
Yeah, yeah.
Very heartfelt. Yeah. So get a backstage pass now at the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Get a year. A year's subscription while supplies last. We'll get you 4 of our legacy Phil Henry Show shot glasses. I should have shown them on the chat the other night, and I didn't because I was sitting there and I was hanging with the crew and hanging with the BSPs, and I didn't show the damn shot glasses, but I will. I'll take a picture and put it up on the website, on our fan page at Facebook, and put it on our homepage on the website, philhenryshow.com. Get it, man. A year subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, four legacy shot glasses, a brand-new subscription, or if you renew, four legacy shot glasses at philhendryshow.com, the greatest value online other than
porn.
Dee-dee-dee-dee. What are we doing, man? All right, here we go.